on the line now I have Jackie Haughey from Citizens Information. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, John.
Thanks very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about social welfare secondary benefits.
We are, John. I'm going to cover them, the four main ones, and then I'm going to talk about what increases is happening. All the increases on social welfare are not starting until January of next year.
Okay.
So just to start off, just say that the Citizens Advice, we are here in the Civic Centre in Coolock. We are taking appointments, and we're also taking telephone and email queries. So you can ring us at 0761 078190. If you want to get in touch with a particular staff member, just ask for a name and they'll be patched through to us. And just get on to the secondary benefits. The main ones are the household benefits package, the living alone increase, the fuel allowance, the telephone support grant, and the free travel. And just to mention that it was mentioned in the budget that the Christmas bonus will be paid out the first week in December this year, and it'll be paid at the full rate of 100%. The only added to it this year was the COVID-19 social welfare payment. If you've been receiving that for 4 months, or a job seeker's payment for 4 months because of the COVID, you will be getting the bonus. So that's one thing that was mentioned in the budget. Now, the household benefits package is for people on certain social welfare payments, like disability allowance, invalidity pension, and the state pension. Now, this is €35 a month, either off your gas or electricity, paid into your bank account or into the post office the first Tuesday of every month. So it's paid wherever you get your payment, whether it be the post office or the bank. Free travel is given to people on the state pension, invalidity pension and disability allowance. You don't need to apply for it, it comes automatically with the payment. Now, the fuel allowance for this year kicked off on the 28th of September, so people are already in receipt of it. It went up to €24.50 this year, and it's going up a further €3.50 to €28 from January. And you can opt to get this payment paid in two lump sums. That's, they pay it in, they would have paid the first one in September and the next one in January. You have to be on a job seeker's payment for over 15 months to be eligible for the fuel allowance. Now, there's a lot of social welfare payments are entitled to this, from widows to lone parents to disability to invalidity to the state pension. There is a means test attached to it. You can't have more than 20,000 in the bank, or up to €100 you're allowed, other than what social welfare payment you're getting. So it could be from a small part-time job or from a private pension. The living alone allowance is also paid to people on disability and invalidity and state pension. That's currently €14, and it's gone up to €19 by €5 in January. Now, if you are eligible for the fuel allowance and the living alone allowance, you get a telephone support payment as well, which you don't have to apply for, which is €2.50. So once you're eligible for the fuel allowance and the living alone allowance, you get to €2.50 and telephone support. Now, that's really the main payments that are covered with extra benefits. So the household benefits, the means that's attached to that, you get the €35 a month plus a free television licence. That they're not looking at, they're looking at who's in the house. So if you're on a state pension and you have a private pension, you can still, you're still eligible for the household benefits. They're looking at who's in the house. If there's somebody living in your house that's working or claiming a job seeker's payment, you won't be eligible for the fuel, for the household benefits package. If you're just living on your own, you and your spouse, and you're both on a disability or an invalidity or state pension, you will be eligible for the household benefits package. So they're looking at who's living in the house and what income is coming in. And when you're over 70, it doesn't matter who lives with you, just no means test to the household benefits package. And that's really it for this week, John. Next week, I'm going to go into more in-depth on this, on all the budget updates, when they're coming into effect and how it's going to affect from tax to social welfare. And I'll do a more in-depth on that next week. But if anybody's any queries, as I said, we're still in the office between 9:30 and 4:30, Monday to Friday. If you want to ring us at 0761 078 9190, give us a ring. So that's 0761 078 190. Give us a ring. There's always somebody there to take the call.
Okay, Jackie. Listen, thanks very much for that, and we'll talk again next week about, in more detail about the budget.
Be well, John.
Yeah,
talk
great,
soon.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Right, that was Jackie Hoy there from Citizens Information, and as we said, we'll talk in more depth next week about changes to the budget.